Morgan on the move. Mike Morgan joining us here as he joins us. Major national news, the Bucks have fired Budenheiser after their first-round ouster of the NBA playoffs. I think I called that here on Sports Talk because he handled the that series terribly. And so the Bucks not waiting around. The Bucks stops there, and the Bucks stops with Mike Morgan here on Sports Talk. Speaking of Bucks, we think about what happened there with Alabama baseball and apparently some gambling Bucks changing hands.
I got a first indication of it on Tuesday, and I said, well, that can't be right. I don't know anybody that bets on college baseball's regular season. And I know some degenerate gamblers now, but I don't know anybody.
Let's get into your family business here, Mike.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, I know people that bet on WNBA. I know people that bet on a low-rent golf tournament, like anything. I've never heard of anyone.
I know some people who go to a roulette table and count the number of times it lands on one color before going the other direction.
That's right. That would be me, and it's a flawless system and if you're in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and nowhere else. But, no, I've never heard of that. So the story seemed a little bit shady at the surface, and then I figured, well, there'll be some clarification. And then when I saw that Coach Bohannon, who I know well, I've known him since he's an assistant coach, and one of the nicest, classiest guys in the profession, really. I mean, that's just not my opinion. That's the reputation he's garnered really nationally over the years. So then you start thinking, before that, my mind was jumping to, okay, maybe there are a couple of players that found somewhere where they can actually do this. And then that, of course, could be doubly crippling because now you start talking about things like point shaving or in this case, run shaving, I guess. Mm. But no, as I understand it, no players have been accused of being involved in this at all. So you're left to think, okay, you've only got one person who is getting any punishment here, and it was swift. It was pretty doggone swift from when the report first came out. So obviously, somebody believes that Coach Bohannon did something wrong, and that somebody feels like they've got enough evidence to make that radical move. I mean, I just can't see any other reason why it would have risen to the level of termination. So they obviously think he was involved in something like that. And I just, again, I can't even imagine what type of money we're talking about because I don't know anybody that bets on regular season college baseball. And because there's so few, here's what I do know, my limited gambling knowledge. I've watched enough documentaries on how they catch people. You know, mainly this has been a basketball problem over the years, whether it was Tulane, Arizona State, Boston College with the mob. There's a heavy bit of action on a game that doesn't justify a heavy bit of action. Well, what kind of action is there on an Alabama-LSU regular season baseball game in the first place? So, I mean, if people bet $500, that might raise an eyebrow.
Yeah.
It's one of the most bizarre stories I've ever seen. Forget about college baseball in any sport.
Well, you go back and look at some of the things that are coming out. A, they pulled their starting pitcher an hour before the game because of a back issue. And then B, according to reports, there's footage of a guy there placing the bet in Cincinnati, and they've got him apparently on the phone, according to the report, correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, allegedly on the phone talking to the Alabama coach as he's like placing the bet. Was that the report, Chris, that they had that kind of footage?
That's pretty much it in a nutshell. And I can't imagine what the surveillance video is showing. It's certainly not a split screen with both of them talking to one another. So they've got, so on top of that, they've also got to have, you would think, Mike, phone records as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that this, you know, they've been tapping into this for a while. It didn't just happen overnight with that level of just attention to it. The thing about it, too, though, is that, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, was the final score not 8-6?
Yeah, LSU got out to a big lead, right? They led 8-1, ended up winning like 8-6, something like that.
So, I mean, I guess you're sweating out that. I mean, if you're one of the people involved in what you think is kind of a rigged, or at least at minimum, a tilted scale bet, a two-run game in college baseball in this day and age, that's not a heck of a lot. That's not like, you know, completely dumping a game. So obviously the players didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
Certainly, if you're a coach, I mean, this goes back to the Pete Rose, where Pete would say, "Well, I never bet against the Reds." Well, based on the moves you make as a manager, in this case a coach, you can heavily tilt the scale either in your team's direction or not in your team's direction, and therefore you can indicate to other people, in the case of Pete Rose, who to bet on. So, I mean, the whole thing is just crazy to me. College baseball coaches make more money than they ever have. And I know Alabama's program has been struggling for a long time. This goes back before Bohannon, who I think overall has done a good job in Tuscaloosa. But if you go and look at his salary, it's pretty healthy. I can guarantee you that without knowing the exact number off the top of my head. So why would you risk all of that to start a gambling type of scheme on your team's games? That just seems like really lacking foresight. And look, dumber things have been done, but it just doesn't totally add up to me.
Yeah. They were 22 in the RPI going into tonight's game against Vanderbilt. They got a chance to really move up and make some noise.
And you're talking about because Alabama's been so bad, okay? Like the expectation for LSU is go to Omaha every year. The expectation, for Carolina, Clemson is to go at least every few years. The expectation for Alabama is, can we just somehow get to the tournament because we haven't done much of anything over the last decade and a half? So if he gets his team to the tournament, he's getting a bonus or an extension. If he has success in the postseason, he's getting another one. Like, this is something you do when you're about to get fired and your team is struggling and you figure you're just desperate because you're probably not going to keep the job. You might as well try and cash in in a shady way. This is not something you do with a team that was postseason or is postseason bound. I don't know. Again, it is layers and layers and layers of just incredulous type of accusations and potentially facts in the case, because it just doesn't add up. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I most of the things that have been done illegally in college athletics, while we might not like them, we can understand them. We can almost not justify it, but you can understand what you were trying to get away with there. I don't really get it here, honestly. And I'd love to know if all this is true, what kind of payday are we talking about? Because I don't even know what casino takes a bet on a regular season college baseball game.
Yeah. Pretty soon they'll be betting on you and me going one-on-one. They'll be taking that bet in Las Vegas.
There's not enough astronomical odds on that. 10,000-1 corn blue. The ultimate 16 seed? I mean, try it.
Okay, Mikey. Thank you. Have a good weekend. And we'll be
all
back
right,
in a moment.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Be right back.